I mean, the shed itself is set up specifically for what any kind of activities you're interested in yourself, but primarily it does a lot of woodworking, but it does have a metal shop now, which a welding shop.
Right.
We also have a computer setups in there too, if people want to do anything on computers. But you can also just sit there and talk with others if you want and have a cup of coffee or just come in and spend a bit of time, you know. But there's a lot of things that we'd like to people come in involved. Like, it's got to be a nice, a place that they're really comfortable with being in there. You know? And one of the things we'd like to really promote today is the fact that we are a very friendly sort of shed. And it's open, you know, at the time that it's open from certain age groups between 18 and... And it is what we say what it is a men's shed.
We are social beings, aren't we?
We are.
And it's all about getting people out there, getting people out of their homes and coming in and gathering with other people and do something worthwhile, put something back into the community.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, my introduction to it, believe it or not, and some of the other guys, I think Kim would agree with me, was that their partner knew about it, but they didn't. They said, why don't you go down and see what's going to be... Not that they wanted to get rid of them, but they could see there was a need because... From retirement as, or whatever, what do I do now?
Yeah, what next is a big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, sometimes it's hard to have an answer with that because everyone's different too, different interests and so forth. But a good way is to get talking. And I think that's most important, isn't it?
That is correct, yeah. Mm. So, that, I mean, one, I mean, we have guys, I don't know, that come down and very quiet for a while. But we have a... You know, there's an unspoken sort of law in there in this shed, and it's written up in the law, you know, what's ever said in this shed stays here. And they've got to feel comfortable that if they want to talk about whatever, this is where it stays. And they feel comfortable about doing that. But they also need to feel that they're going to be happier type people and they can do things that they enjoy. And if we don't have in our facility what they like to do, well, it's always just to talk to us. And we can provide whatever they might need, you know, to accommodate that sort of activity they want to get into, yeah.
And do you find that too, Kim, when you see people when they initially come to the men's shed, you do see that they do open up a little bit as they're there for days and weeks?
Yeah, I think it's great watching people open up and develop and make new friends. I've made a lot of friends. Well, there's 40 or 50 people there that I've never met before that I'd probably walk past in the street, but then you become friends with a lot of the people and it's very good.
Mm. And it's not just all about woodworking, and as you did point out, that's not the only thing that you guys do in a men's shed.
Now, what we've done as in groups, different groups, we've decided to go and visit areas like guys of interest. I mean, we've done visits around local organisations that provide work like Portladder, Elpinstons, Simplot as well. As you know, those that are interested in those, see how they operate and what they do, and that gives you a lot of sort of group type of thing. People get comfortable doing those things, and it's like a day out. It's a day out. You go there, where you have a meal foot before or afterwards, and you go and find out about this. And this is what we like to do. And the other things we'd be trying, or we're getting into, is visiting other sheds, because there's lots of sheds up and down the coast, because we're not the only one here.
I think that's the bottom line, isn't it? It's communication. What are you open as far as age groups are concerned?
At this stage, because of what we have in the shed and because of obviously restraints in regard to insurance and things like that, there's got to be over 18. There's no open-end age, so you can be 150 if you want. So it's open to all ages up to there, but there's only one gender. So take it in mind, at the moment, it's the one gender.
Yeah, that's why it's the men's shed. And whereabouts are you in Burley?
We are actually out in a suburb called Wivenhoe.
Yes.
And it's Smith Street in Wivenhoe, and it's just down this pass over the railway line.
Where you were, yep.
And it's right near the showground. A lot of people might know it where the Burnley Farmers Market is twice a month. And
yeah.
So they can see us. If they go to the farmers market, they can actually see us. But as far as advertising around the town, you won't see it, you know. But we do have a Facebook site.
Yeah. Saturdays, when the market's on, the shed's open as well, so people can come and have a cup of coffee and have a bit of a look around and see what we've got. We've got quite a good setup as far
they
as...
They might check out the farmer's market and head along and see you as well on a Saturday morning into the afternoon,
yeah,
of course. Right. Yeah. So what are the hours of operation?
It's Tuesday through to Friday, 9 to 3. And the Mondays are set aside for specific things because you know what it's like with administration work.
So those that are interested, just pop out to the men's shed.
Just come in, have a look around. You don't have to do anything. They can actually come in and use the facilities... And come in without actually being a member for a while, and then they don't ever think about it, and then they can come back, and they don't have to come in every day. They can come in when they feel like it.
Nice and flexible.
Very flexible, yeah.
Now we know that there's people in place there. You're not alone. You can be helped. Lifeline 13 11 14 or lifelinetasmania.org.au. There's beyondblue.org.au online, and also 1300 224 636, and we can add the men's sheds as well.
Yeah, but also we have a good relationship with Relationship Australia. Yeah, yeah, and what we're doing, what they've done with us, they provide us with some assistance financially, and one of their counsellors will come up at any time just to ring up, because they're actually based in Hobart still, and they used to be in Devonport, but they will come up if we need someone specifically just to do a bit of counselling, and they've helped us out tremendously, so yeah.
Thanks for taking the time and having a bit of a chat with us and just spreading the word. Bernie Men's Shed is all about. Kim and Kelvin, good on you. I'm sure it's going to go well. And always open there. Check the Facebook page for further details.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.